This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Yesterday, Anderson Cooper kicked off his brand new Facebook live stream, which he's going to be doing 5 days a week, which Facebook is paying CNN to produce. Let's take a look and see how it went.
Now, as I said, remarkable. It didn't take long for Democrats to chastise President Trump. Probably no surprise there. Some Republicans also condemned the president, most notably Senator John McCain, said in a statement, I want to read part of to you.
You may be wondering what that noise is in the background, and it's actually an audio track that they played throughout the entire broadcast, trying to be like some cool, hip, millennial YouTube vlogger, which plays annoying background music during their entire YouTube video. Later in the show, he was joined by Jim Acosta, and as you can see by the live viewer count here, they didn't even have 5,000 people tuning into the stream. And look at this, they're formatting the show vertically for mobile devices because apparently their audience doesn't know that you can turn your phone sideways and expand it full screen when you're watching media. Later in the stream, Anderson decided to answer some audience questions to make the show interactive. And by that time, the viewership had dropped down to under 4,000 people. What story did you do that had a long-lasting effect on you personally?
I mean, there's been so many places I've been that have really been life-changing and eye-opening and mind-bending. And you see a lot of people. And the greatest satisfaction I get from the job is
making $11 million a year. Or if you break it down per episode, with five episodes a week, that's over $45,000 per show. Oh, and speaking of money, Facebook is reportedly paying CNN $5 to $10 million a year to produce this new 5 day a week streaming show called Anderson Cooper Full Circle. Let's do the math on that, shall we? That's $5 million divided by 12 months divided by 4 weeks divided by five shows a week. That's $20,833.33 per episode of his streaming show, which capped out at about 6,000 viewers. His show was such a failure that by the end of the 30-minute live stream, they actually hid the number of viewers, and then it just showed the little red live button without the viewer count. And here he is later on CNN begging people to tune in to his new Facebook show.
One last note. Today, we were proud to kick off something new, a live, interactive daily newscast on Facebook. It's called Full Circle. On it, you'll see great interviews with the day's biggest newsmakers, a quick look at the day's hottest stories online, as well, stories that you yourself decide on. We've been working hard getting it ready, incorporating your feedback. It's a really interactive broadcast. I'm trying to make it as special and different as possible. You can access it at facebook.com/AndersonCooperFullCircle. That's one word. Discover what tens of thousands of followers already have. We'll see you there.
No, you won't, because nobody's watching. Anderson was so disappointed in President Trump's press conference with Vladimir Putin yesterday that as soon as it finished, he had this to say.
You have been watching perhaps one of the most disgraceful performances by an American president at a summit in front of a Russian leader, certainly that I've ever seen. An extraordinary press conference. I'm back with CNN Global Affairs analyst Susan Plaster, CNN senior political analyst David.
Gee, I wonder why you can't even get 5,000 people to watch your new Facebook show, Anderson. Of course, with the liberal media creating new Trump-Putin conspiracy theories almost every day, seeing the two of them standing next to each other was just more than they could bear. Even Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's trying to be a YouTuber now, posted a rant on his official YouTube channel in portrait mode, of course, with two giant black bars on the side of it, which got a whopping 12,000 views.
President Trump, I just saw your press conference with President Putin. And it was embarrassing. I mean, you stood there like a little wet noodle, like a little fanboy. I mean, I was asking myself, when are you going to ask him for an autograph or for a selfie or something like that? I mean, you literally sold out at this press conference, our intelligence community, our justice system, and worst of all, our country. You're the president of the United States. You shouldn't do that. And what's the matter with you?
I'm sorry, Arnold, but shouldn't you be taking care of your illegitimate son that you had with your Mexican maid? Liberals got so bent out of shape over Trump's press conference with Putin that former CIA operative and current CNN contributor Phil Mudd called for the shadow government to take over the country.
Curious point in American government. When do we see almost a shadow government come out and say, we cannot side with the government, whether it's the cabinet or the Senate? I think that's the big question.
But frankly, look, I'm...
Frankly, you're literally calling for a deep state coup. By the way, yesterday's...
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We have forced the enemy out in the open. MSNBC, CNN, ABC News, Forbes, ABC News Australia, the BBC, the London Guardian, Der Spiegel. There's over 1,000 articles a day. Local TV, radio. Beyond that, lying and demonizing InfoWars. And yours truly, Alex Jones. And calling for us to be shut down, calling for us to be banned, calling for us to be removed, and then building straw men, lying about what we've said and done, to then try to set the precedent for everybody else. And just as night follows day and day follows night, no sooner had they put strikes on my YouTube and Facebook accounts and blocked us on most of the accounts from live streaming, that's a very small part of our audience, but for CNN, it's a giant audience. They're very jealous of it. I'll get to that in a minute. Anderson Cooper's total failure. 4,000 viewers on his new Facebook show that they paid $18 million for and that is force-fed and push notifications to tens of millions of people. They shadow ban us, and our videos have hundreds of thousands or millions of views. They force-feed Anderson Cooper. And he had 4,000 viewers in the entire show. That's, by the way, in the newspapers today. It's very, very embarrassing for them. That's why I led in that little first segment. If you just tuned in with Mark Dice, breaking it all down. I mean, Mark Dice's average video used to have 5 million views. They were so jealous of him, they shadow banned him. So now, you know, he has a 500,000 views. Doesn't matter. He just does more and is, you know, proliferating into other areas. So this is the craziness of all of this. These people are total jokes. So now Anderson Cooper and Acosta that was on with him, they now do these things in studios like they're outside with a vertical video and you hear car noises and music and stuff in the background like he's really out on the street. And I sort of noticed this a few weeks ago. Cooper does feeds now on CNN where it's not an external mic. It's a internal mic. So it's really bad audio. And they're doing it on purpose. They think it's the low quality that makes people watch. No. People want to watch other people that they think are independent. They'd rather watch independent people on a slick platform. But they do not want to watch you. Look, you could put fudge icing on a dog turd. But once somebody bites into it, they're going to spit it out. You go, oh, no, I'm putting more fudge on. No amount of hot fudge on the dog dropping is going to make people eat it. And CNN is beyond a dog dropping. It's beyond fake news. I sent them a letter today on notice for tortious interference. You know, I don't just file lawsuits to file them. I file them if I can win them 100%. And they are on television saying, take me off the air, and then lying about what I said, and then calling publishers and getting publisher people fired because I'm working on a book with one of the top selling authors who's alive, Neil Strauss, The War for the Future, Secret History of the World and The War for the Future. That isn't a book that sells 10 million. What doesn't? Everyone knows it's the super hit. Well, of course, after you try to ban it, then we'll, of course, publish it ourselves. We already knew you'd all do this. You just walked right into our trap as usual. But the point is that you're still very, very dangerous because you may not have any viewers, but you've got a huge army of leftist foundation operatives, SJWs, intelligence operatives at CNN, at MSNBC, and that is the deep state. CNN is the tip of the iceberg, but it's the visible part of the deep state. And under what you see on the surface with Anderson Cooper and the rest of them is the enemy. And that's why President Trump has called them the enemy. But they're the ones calling for violence. They're the ones out trying to restrict everybody's speech. Ahead. This is critical. Of the midterms, to suppress our speech so that we're not able to speak out or show you video of what really happens at Antifa events or leftists attacking people. I've got so many riveting videos today, but we're having to bleep them, of leftists attacking people all over the country. If they see you in an American flag shirt, if they see you in a Trump hat, if they see you in a Make America Great Again shirt, I mean, you're talking about a group of racially charged Hispanics in California at the destroyed Star, Hollywood Star of Donald Trump, believing the propaganda of CNN and all the race war stuff, attacking Joy Vila, who is Hispanic, by the way, and a couple of white dudes, Marine Corps veterans, that are just out there to exercise their free speech. But even 15 gangbangers couldn't beat up the two white dudes. Now, that's because they're punks. It's absolutely pathetic to see how the Democratic Party is trying to turn Hispanics, blacks, whites, you name it, into leftist KKK members to go out and attack people. The article's on Infowars.com. So they don't want all this being reported, that the literal modern brown shirts are taking control of the streets. CNN, MSNBC are putting out lies to Congress, trying to legitimize why they're banning people. They're shadow banning most members of Congress. It's going on and on and on to where now in Los Angeles, many Hispanic Americans believe any white person that supports Trump deserves to be physically attacked 15-1 because they're a Nazi. There's also footage of a black reporter and a white reporter just out calmly asking SJWs at a pro-Maxine Waters rally about what's going on. And I know about this particular show. I mean, one guy's a liberal, actually. They're just pro-free speech. And they get chased and attacked, screaming N-word at the black reporter. Just like you see the videos coming out that if we show it, they say we're racially insensitive. National news can show the Border Patrol and ICE and police, you know, that are out at these events, at Occupy This, Occupy That. And then they run up to the black cops, white people, and scream N-word, N-word, N-word. And then if we point it out, they take down our video saying we called somebody an N-word. Did you hear Jones had a video taken down for N-word? Yeah, showing you saying it. But see, since they take the video down, you don't even know what's going on. Just like they said, it was on local radio, it was on local TV. I guess KVUE did it. And I got cousins calling me in East Texas going, yeah, we heard on the news you beat up a child. Was that one of your kids? They wouldn't show the video. And I said, no, that was Missouri. And it was a kid beating up adults, and one guy pushed him down. It was on ABC News. I showed it. And then the news went, wait, we can say that's child endangerment. Take the video down. Just say child endangerment. Forbes said I beat a kid up. And there's now filings at the Travis County Courthouse. People are down there trying to do TROs to take my kids, and they're holding up the article. And the news locally won't say it's not true. They are actively on the news saying, well, we can't get into it because of children's privacy, but Jones beat up a child. And my phone's ringing, and I got family going, are you okay? Did you really beat up a child? I'm like, no, it's psych warfare. They're about to, and here's the key to everything. They wouldn't be doing all this, because this is so discrediting to them, if they weren't planning a total takeover soon. They're launching, as I said, towards the end of summer, early fall, in their own admissions, a massive civil unrest situation to bring in a national emergency and CNN's own comments. So, that's what's happening. And even Facebook put out a statement saying, we reviewed CNN's complaint calling for InfoWars to be shut down, and he did not say they were crisis actors or that no one died. And CNN doesn't even know what to do. I'll show you screenshots of the Twitter of Facebook saying that. So here's the deal. It's a lot bigger than InfoWars. They're making their move. The globalists are counterstriking. Hollywood, owned by the Chi-Coms, is doing that. It's incredible. It is unbelievable. They're going for broke. They're about to make their big move. Everybody watch your six. Don't let them intimidate you. Just keep getting the word out. We're winning.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
And we got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to go to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So, CNN has been on national news lying about InfoWars, lying about everything else that's pro-America, and they've been caught. And Facebook said, no, he didn't say nobody died at Parkland. And so they went ahead and moved on then to saying that I beat up a kid. And Forbes did it as well. And now that's the national headline. Without even looking for my name, I go to like Yahoo, CNN. It's like, Alex Jones blocked on YouTube for child endangerment. Child shoved to the ground. We won't show you the graphic video of what happened to the child. And everybody just goes, and that's next level defamation. Because Forbes said I beat a kid up. The others just leave it out there. So people call me. They go, what happened to the kid? Who was the kid? You know, we don't think you'd attack a child, Alex. And I go, no, I didn't. It's fake news. And they go, they're that bad now? Wow, this country really is in trouble. Now, Tucker Carlson is under big-time attack because he pointed out the obvious. They've had Jim Acosta and his producer and all this fake news at CNN constantly in the face of Trump during everybody else's questions, you name it, during the press conferences, just dominating them. So the producer for one of the CNN shows that used to be the producer for Tucker Carlson when he was there, she got blocked for the week. Now they already have thousands that want to get in. Only a few hundred get in. And so it's normal. But CNN always just expects it's in there. So they didn't get their week pass coming up. So, Ryan Stelter's up there. Oh, it's so horrible for First Amendment. The president's trying to destroy it. Meanwhile, he comes back next segment and brags we're very close to banning Alex Jones and shutting down his speech. That's how they don't think there's any logic or memory going on here. So here is Tucker Carlson, who, by the way, the Democrats are in the news now calling for him to be deplatformed, and a bunch of other conservatives like Stephen Crowder and Stefan Molyneux, because they know what's happening. They know they're losing. And so they misrepresent, and Newsweek, CNN, they go, Tucker Carlson defends Alex Jones, bullying the Parkland students and saying no one died. And Tucker Carlson defends child endangerment. All hoaxes, all lies, just like they say every hour on the hour, Trump hates Hispanics and says they're all rapists and criminals. So then everybody shows up at the Trump star that's been pickaxed. And you beat up the white people because, well, they're obviously bad. I mean, Donald Trump means Heil Hitler, right? That's the brainwashing. And that footage is coming up. That's where they're trying to take this country, totally divided by the media and the globalist and the Chinese government that oppresses their own people, openly manipulating it, trying to stop our government getting control of our country again. America has been captured by foreign interests, period. And they're using weaponized garbage to do it. And Tucker Carlson points this out in another piece that Brian Stelter said is hateful and needs to be removed. So see, once they start policing InfoWars, it's everybody. Just like they started shadow banning members of Congress last week. Just like I told them it was coming. And now people are awake because they're going too far, too fast. Because they're desperate. Because the midterms are coming. Because the blue wave is going to fail, they believe. And I believe it will as well. Unless there's election fraud. And so they don't know what to do. They're scared. They've been caught doing all this stuff. So now they're going to go for broke. Here is Tucker Carlson last night.
The big story in Washington today is that Caitlin Collins over at CNN was prevented from covering an event at the White House yesterday. And Caitlin worked for me for years. She's a fair and decent person. And I don't think she should have been prevented from covering anything. That's my position on that. So, but CNN has been basically a martyr for free speech for the last 24 hours. At the same time, they're telling us how important it is that people should be able to say what they think. They are agitating for Alex Jones to be pulled off YouTube. Now, I know we're supposed to think that Alex Jones is way more radical than like Bill Maher, Michelle Wolf, or Rosie O'Donnell. But he's got a point of view, and CNN is trying to squelch his point of view. What do you make of that?
Yeah, you know, I'm all in favor of CNN getting all the access that it wants to the White House. I want all reporters to get all the access that they want at the White House.
Me too.
But you're right. The hypocrisy is just astounding. And I guarantee you that if you flipped over to CNN right now, there would not be a single story about the Twitter shadow banning. There would not be a single story. And the only story you would see about YouTube pulling Alex Jones' videos would be probably something celebratory. About you know a scalp of sorts for managing to eventually get their way on that story and you know I look at all of the consternation about Donald Trump and this White House, but you know my goodness, this has been going on for absolutely ever. You know how the White House press shop works. You know at press conferences the president always picks who he wants to ask him questions. Often the staffers go around and talk to the reporter beforehand. It's almost, as far as I'm concerned, it's the same as planting questions, because you're basically setting who it is that's going to ask you a question. So, you know, all of these concerns suddenly about access and free speech at the White House, come on. I mean, there's so many problems in with the White House press corps to begin with that you never hear any of that. I've never heard this level of consternation before now.
So CNN, MSNBC, the Democratic Party, they all called for me to be banned for months. And then Facebook and YouTube catch CNN in a bunch of lies. But then they say, well, we can objectively then just kind of make up that you've done something here. We'll go ahead and ban Alex Jones on this. And here it is. Facebook suspends personal profile of InfoWars founder Alex Jones. CNN celebrating right now. They say he bullied a child. I showed ABC News footage. See, they won't show you the footage. Paul Watson has an article up on InfoWars.com that shows the four banned videos. But that's not even what's important. The live streaming on those platforms, that one has 2 million followers, then doesn't let us broadcast, that's what they call it, it's a transmission, to people. So CNN is effectively having its victory, its tortious interference, in the market, lying, having an ad campaign, a hoax, to then bully corporations into setting the precedent to restrict me so they can then expand that to everyone else, which then I've got the stacks of articles coming up. They're having big international TV conventions right now, two of them, where they're calling for Fox News to be deplatformed and the Republican Party, and countless Republican congressmen and women can't even post now to their Facebooks or Twitters, and they're shadow banned. Shadow banning has been going on 5 years. They've ratcheted up from 50% to 90% of conservative posts being blocked. You can say, man, I really like President Trump. You can't do that. So they act like, oh, we're just banning Alex Jones, and they're not. So it's here. It's exponential censorship ahead of the midterms and ahead of civil unrest they want to start. That's why this is critical. But here's the good news. You, the listeners and viewers of this show, every color, creed, red-blooded humans that I love, you expose this. And now shadow ban is a household term. People now know how they're being censored. They're getting together. They're realizing it. And that's why Facebook's plunging. That's why the globalists are in trouble. So now they're going to accelerate their plan towards total censorship in desperation. That will only detonate their downfall that much quicker. But Tucker Carlson knocked it out of the park again. I'm going to play that when we come back. Stay with us. over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
By the way, I've always said on air that if I found somebody more effective than me and more on target, that I would point that person out. Not that I'm that good, but if my strong points were very strong. Tucker Carlson is that person. There's no doubt. So if the media picks up on my particular love fest, I love my children, I love the truth, and Carlson the way he lays it out and the way he's hit his stride is, I mean, it's about as close to perfection there is. Obviously, he has his moments and nobody's perfect, but he's hitting about a 99 here. And that's why Stelter and all these no-talent kook balls want him off the air. Because he points out what they've said and what they've done. Not like Stelter saying, Jones bullied a small child and beat him up. He's been taken off YouTube. Total lie. Doesn't matter if Forbes said it. Doesn't matter if you get Facebook to agree to it. When Carlson talks about something, he shows it. If you're a radio listener, you can't see it, but I'm showing Forbes and others retracting that I wasn't in Missouri a month ago. I didn't beat up some kid that was punching me in the face. The guy didn't even look like me. But right now, we can't stream on YouTube or my main Facebook account because YouTube and it was lobbied by CNN. CNN says they lobbied for this. And again, why would CNN be spending all its time and all its energy doing this? Because they're globalists. They work for multinational corporations. They work for the communist Chinese. Americans aren't an afterthought. If Carlson isn't going all the way because his audience isn't ready yet, no. Americans are the enemy of CNN, just as Trump has said. And they're globalists, and that's their model, and that's their plan. So that's coming up. And then I've got all the clips. When I say all the clips, there's so much cussing. It takes the crew hours to bleep it all. For like 5 minutes of video, you got to bleep like 80 times. It's just a beep, 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 beep. But, and we're on broadcast TV and stuff, so we got to cover up people flipping folks off. We have to do all that. And it is Democrats just beating people up everywhere. It's just exponentially increasing, so it's a huge deal. But also, at the start of the next segment, I'm going to read to you on air my letter officially to CNN, putting them on notice of lawsuit. And, of course, you notice when I sue people, it's not in the news. But I've countersued a bunch of folks. A lot of lawsuits have been dropped. But that takes a lot of money to finance what we're doing. This is a war. You think we're going to take America back from the Chi-Coms and the globalists and the big banks and Hollywood that literally has mounted America's head to the wall? Do you think these people that in their own private recordings call you flyover country and bitter clingers and say how much they hate you on Bill Maher and all these shows, do you think it's going to be easy to take it all back from them? No. It's certainly not going to be easy for those of us on the front line, but I'll tell you, it's a lot better than living under their scumbag control, so I'm very honored to be part of this contest of liberty. It's very animating. So I'll play the Tucker clip that Stelter says is hateful and un-American, you know, once censored. And then people say, why do you focus on Stelter? He has like 100,000 viewers. He's a total joke, but he's the mouthpiece of the establishment, so you're hearing from them. When you hear that monster, that anti-free speech defiler, that deceiver, he is the mouth of the enemy. So, we're going to get to that here in just a moment. First, if it isn't clear now, it'll never be clear that if you want to truly be part of the Second American Revolution, and if you really want to be part of the zeitgeist, everyone listening should buy a shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. That finances what we're doing. Our fight against the globalists, our continued operations, it spreads the word. You can get a Molon Labe where you just meet fellow patriots, or if you want to wear a Trump 2020 shirt or a Reelect 45 and go into a blue area, you might get killed. It's choose your own adventure. We have hundreds of amazing shirts, from shirts I designed 20-something years ago, like Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, Politicians Love Disarmed Peasants, to the new InfoWars logo shirt in Army Green. We got Made in America shirts. We got Made in Mexico shirts. It's all there for you to choose from. It's at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And, you know, a lot of people claim they want America to continue, and they claim that they, you know, well, if I ever see UN troops, I'll go to war. Listen, we already kicked the UN troops out. We already took the country back at the federal level partially. This is an info war to silence the patriots and cause civil insurrection to bring in a crisis to then bring in the UN. Which is officially in the Strong Cities Initiative that Obama tried to launch with Loretta Lynch 3 months before he left office. If you won't get involved politically now in the streets, in information warfare, you'll never get involved if we fail in these defensive steps to try to say things peacefully. And I'm not bitching at the listeners and viewers. I love you. But the power of you wearing these shirts in public, the power of you downloading the free iPhone and Android app, Infowars.com/app, the new official app, much better than the last app. It's excellent. The power of you spreading the word and taking action, the power of you telling your office, hey, you ever hear these bad things about Alex Jones? Yeah, it's all over. Who is he? What, is he the guy that beat up a little kid the other day? Well, no. Actually, it's not true. Here, hear from him yourself. Find out. Doesn't everybody want to know the thing that everybody's so afraid of? Oh, by the way, look at that new one. That shirt's brand new. Go to George Washington, please. It's right there. Click on that, George Washington. That is put together by one of the former leaders of SEAL Team 6, who runs a big T-shirt company. He's a big patriot. That was already their bestseller, and he let me put that out. So I'm not going to say his name. He doesn't want his name shown there, obviously. But and show him the back. That is an awesome shirt. That's the real George Washington, not the old George Washington. Nothing bad that he was old, but that's the young George Washington. You know, the 50-year-old French and India War, George Washington. And it says Infowars.com with the original 13. That is an out-of-the-park shirt that everybody should order. It's amazing. It's $19.95 with the fabric and the printing in Texas and everything. We're not making much money on that because it's an expensive shirt to make. They're all there, Infowarsstore.com. If you don't get them, you're insane. If you don't, I mean, literally, I'm here frontline battling, winning, fighting, getting attacked, and I'm not bitching. I want to thank you all for your support. But when you just commit and buy the products and then meet like-minded people, it's a whole new world you get involved in. It's a whole new adventure. Now, that said, we have come out with 2 months' supplies of, from our research and the top studies and testing, the cleanest fish oil. Because fish oil is magic, as everybody knows. So good for the heart, the brain, the body, the skin. But if you get it from big fish, it's got a lot of mercury in it. It's not good for you. Well, this has got the mercury extracted out of it. And because the krill oil is the easiest to do because it's so small, it doesn't bioaccumulate. Amazing. We've got the ultimate fish oil, targeted release fish oil. So it actually goes into your intestines, doesn't get burned up in your gut, in your stomach. And ultimate fish oil. Now, Honor Roll is also over here. This is for your kids. This is all the known fish oils that are good for the brain, targeting that. So it's amazing. Go look at what it does for yourself. But let me just show TV viewers. If you can go study fish oil and learn about the ones that really matter, but this, see, when they're yellow, they've been denatured. When they're peach, pink, orange. In fact, a lot of companies will actually dye or have colored gelatin caps to make it have that color. No, this is clear gelatin. This is, I mean, it took us, again, years to actually know that we were putting out the strongest, purest fish oil there is. And this is Honor Roll. This is a whole big spectrum of the known omega-3s and DHA and EPA and vitamin D and E. So it gets uploaded. This for your children is unbelievable. It's a child-sized cap, but there's no filler. It's concentrated. Let me tell you something. When I want energy, when I want stamina, when I want to, when I, you know, am down from working 18 hours, man, I can do this right here. Especially these children's ones. These are so good. Because I went and tried to outdo a leading competitor. I've been giving my children this for years. Oop, that's rolling over there. I've been doing this for years, but now we've got ours. And it, just look at that. Nobody's got that. Nobody's got that vibrancy. Yeah, it funds the operation. It fuels your brain, your body. It's so good for you and your family. Honor Roll, Ultimate Fish Oil, Ultimate Krill Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. They're 25% off right now. Out of the gates, and your funding is absolutely critical to this war. Total win-win. Get these little jewels for yourself.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at mymagicmud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Duhas magic. You know, I didn't even cover this yesterday, but on Monday I said that the Iranian National Guard and Hezbollah, their force around the world, would launch terror attacks during a war with the U.S. all over the Western world. They have sleeper cells inside the U.S. That's actually standard Iranian doctrine and known fact, not in public circles, but classified, but from my own research. The head of their military said that they have sleeper cells inside the U.S. and will attack us during a war yesterday. Next week's news today. But how about next month's news today? Can we pull it up? Now, it took us about 5 minutes during the break because Google buries all of our results. But back on June 7th, a month and a half ago, I said, according to our White House sources, And that's a CNBC article. I said, according to our White House sources, we're going to find it. We're all... I tell you, that's what, since Google broke their search engine, it drives me crazy that I even tweeted it. I even Facebooked it. I did videos. I said, watch, it's going to be 4.1 when the next quarter comes in and they announce the last quarter, and I can't even find it because it's so buried. See, I have this OCD thing about clips, about how I can't find the things. I mean, it's like, not going to find your kid's birth certificate, you know what I mean? And, like, you know it was in this drawer, and it's not there. But everybody remembers I said it'd be 4.1, according to White House sources that were in the economic meeting. Hell, I had Roger Stone on about it twice. It'll never be found. I could have $1 trillion and offer it, and it would not be found. The video would not be found. The article would not be found. I'll be in a coffee shop or at the grocery store in a month, and some leftist will walk over and go, how do you like it beating up kids? Got banned on the internet for child endangerment, beating that kid up. Never beat a kid up. Total lie. Total hoax. They don't care. Because it's a world of delusion. It's like Stelter. For a week, one of our producers isn't allowed in the White House because we keep interrupting all the questions. We're being censored. Oh, God. Next segment, we're going to ban Alex Jones, and we want Tucker Carlson off the air. I figured out what I got to do. When I make a prediction, which it wasn't a prediction, we were told people in the meeting that it was going to be 4.1 at least, maybe 4.3, that's the headline. That I've got to actually take it, glue it to a wall. So there's not that many, like one every couple days, and they all come true, but then it's impossible. I will never, no matter what I do, no matter how hard I try, no matter, I'll never have it. Just, it will not happen. It just won't. It doesn't matter. It was multiple shows and articles and clips everywhere. It just won't happen because the search engines hide everything we do because they want to lie about who we are while they lie about us and destroy us so we can't respond. That's how they operate. Oh, there it is. They found it. May 21st. MAGA agenda, Trump's economy projected to grow 4% in the next quarter. How the liberals spin the news to make Trump look bad. But see, it should be prediction. We broke that. Here, scroll down. And then Roger goes into his White House economist. That was it. Yeah, yeah. Just, he talked to the economist that was in the meeting with Kudlow. And they thought it could be even 4.3, but they weren't sure. Okay, there it is. Okay. Wow, hell just froze over. Oh, my God, this feels so good right now. Maybe I should just play that clip next hour. Because, I mean, I know we do this. I know we predict it all. And it wasn't even prediction. I mean, they were in the meeting. And they cautioned the president, don't say this yet, sir, because stuff could happen. But they thought 4.3, but they said some computer models show 4.1. It was all between 4.1 and 4.5. One model said 5. You notice weeks after we said that, there was a CNBC article that some model showed 5, but it was between basically 4 and 4.5. So we were saying 4.1. Wow, that's 6% GDP growth right there. Point is, this is getting insane. But it's all because, oh, I wasn't mad at the crew. They couldn't find it. Google buries this stuff, man. They're not going to let us sit there and always be right. They can't stand it. Their job is to lie. Brian Stelter's job is to destroy the truth. Now let's go to what they don't want you to see. This triggered CNN. Now I've learned three different shows, not just Stelter, called it evil, dangerous, un-American, ban it, take it off. I've got the articles right here. They're having a big international conference. They're calling for Fox News to be banned off Facebook. Here it is. Facebook asked to justify InfoWars and Fox News. Deadline Hollywood. I mean, this is what's going on. And then next, oh, here's the next four conservatives to be banned. And
and you read all these articles, it's like, Stefan Molyneux and Steven Crowder, and then this girl isn't as big because the conservatives don't like women. What? It's just all I told everybody this is coming. And now they're starting to lick their lips and go, we want Joe Rogan and PewDiePie banned too. Because you've got billions of viewers over the years. You think Brian Stelter or Anderson Cooper, who had 4,000 views on average, his top was 5,000 in a show for Facebook. They push notification millions of people, and they paid millions for the show, and all they've got is 4,000 or 5,000 viewers. Do you think Brian Stelter is going to let that continue? No. No one wants to watch some billionaire, rich, you know, kid of the Astors read off a teleprompter. Good Lord. Here, let's go to Anderson Cooper explaining that America is an afterthought. No, it's not an afterthought, Cooper. Go to the final 1% where you get it. We're the enemy, as the president has said. Here it is.
For more than 100 years, the Democratic Party was organized around the interests of ordinary Americans. Democrats ran campaigns on things like higher wages, better working conditions, against the banks that crushed their voters with debt. A lot of Democratic ideas didn't always work. Some were silly. But their focus was always clear. American citizens were the party's priority, and that is no longer the case. To the modern Democratic Party, Americans are an afterthought. Try to find a Democrat running this year, for example, on the opioid crisis or high energy prices, the collapse of public schools, the decline of the middle class. Hard to find one. Democrats are bored by these topics. What interests them is power. In order to win and maintain power, Democrats understand they need reliable new voters, voters who will support them obediently without making difficult demands like a higher standard of living. That's why the Democratic Party suddenly supports open borders so fervently. Immigration is really the only issue that matters to them because packing the electorate is the only way they can regain control of this country. Their goal is clear, and they will do
or
say
anything. This is so true, is why they're calling for it to be banned. But remember, the Chi-Coms are funding it too, Anderson, as he exposed. So it's beyond just that they want to sell the country out. They hate the country. They've been trained and prepared for this. Continue.
To achieve it. Here, for example, is the governor of New York likening the Trump administration to Islamic terrorists for the crime of daring to enforce federal immigration law. Watch.
They are on a jihad to deport as many people as they can who they believe are not in the United States legally.
Who they believe are not in the United States legally. Pretty easy to determine whether someone's here legally or not. And it wasn't that long ago that leading Democrats, like Bill Clinton, for example, argued in public that our country should deport illegal immigrants. They're here illegally, after all. They're breaking our law. Now, Democrats claim that non-citizens, even illegal ones, have a right to vote in our elections. That is happening in San Francisco and in parts of the state of Maryland. By the 2020 election, it'll be happening in many other places. That's guaranteed.
And remember, that was a thing we made up, too. Keep going.
Republicans would be upset about this. Allowing illegals to occupy and run our country makes a mockery of citizenship. It's terrible for America, and it's a death sentence for the Republican Party. But nope, Republicans on the Hill seem okay with this. Here's one example. In 2014, the Obama administration changed the rules so that anybody claiming a threat from gang violence or domestic abuse could get asylum in the United States. The effect was to allow pretty much anybody to permanently enter this country, provided they supplied the right story. And many, many did. Of course, that was precisely the point, to open the borders without saying so. Well, earlier this summer, Attorney General Jeff Sessions reversed the Obama rule. Now House Republicans somehow, for some reason, are teaming up with Democrats to stop Sessions from doing that.
Because they think if they butt-kiss mainstream media, they'll be nice to him. And then what did they do to Gates after he did that last week? They shadow banned him. You bend over to these people, they give it to you. Hour number two straight ahead. Great job, Tucker Carlson, man. That's why they want him shut down. He's talking about the elephant in the room. That's why they want us all shut down. They can shut me down. They can shut you down.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.